Truck Dad Freestyle for Monday, September 29, 2014. Hi! Hey, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a few days, and I just wanted to give you an update because the truck came today! Yeah, we've been camping out here with minimal things. We almost ran out of paper plates and plastic spoons and paper bowls. there's enough stuff here to get by. We've been sleeping on air mattresses. I may have mentioned this before. Sleeping on air mattresses that slowly leak, so they need refilling each day. And a dining room table. But, you know, you go. I get up and pull myself off the air mattress, which is about 8 inches off the ground. And then it's really difficult to put your shoes on anywhere because there's no place to sit. The nearest chair is the dining room table. It's just halfway across the house. So, challenges! Many of them. The truck came today, and Al and Brett. Brett is Al's son. He lives in Green Bay, and Al lives north of Green Bay in Waukee. So we had a nice old northeast Wisconsin chit-chat. And a little later, Frank came over and helped unload. So we got the whole thing unloaded in about 5 hours. This is after I got up at 5:30 in the morning to assist with a few hours of training in the UK. They had already been going. So I was jumping in the middle, late afternoon part of their course just to offer assistance in the chat room and any technical issues or technical questions that I could help out with. This is the first time that my buddy Darren is teaching the course in the UK. He's doing a great job, by the way. And I avoided jumping in and interrupting because he's got his style of doing things and I've got my style. And unless he was reaching out for help or any egregious errors, which he wasn't making any, I kept my mouth shut because that's what you're supposed to do. Because if I were in his position and trying to teach the first course, unless I ask for help, I don't want it to look like someone's taking over my course and teaching it for me. So hopefully I handle that the right way. Now we have boxes all over the house. And we had the gardener, Luis, is out for an emergency, so he sent his buddy over to look at our irrigation system. We had a leaky valve and one that didn't work. And learned a whole lot about irrigation and valves and timers and things tonight. Apparently we have 3 valves in the backyard, and one doesn't apparently do anything. We tested and tried and turned and rewired and recapped, and we don't know what valve number 4 actually does. It may just go to a portal to another dimension. Who knows? So that was interesting. Michael has been over painting. We got some painting done Saturday and Sunday and Monday, and the guest house is looking superb. Ran into a bit of a snag, though. The orangish color, we had kind of a warm cream color for most of the walls. We had kind of a terracotta for a couple other walls in the kitchen, and we started mixing things up, and we thought, oh, this other fourth color. So we had like 2 earth tones and 1 orange that the orange thought, Lisa's a very vibrant person. She likes vibrant colors, so we'll do orange in her room. The paint was too thin. It wasn't, you can't make an edge on it, and it just did not look right next to the other color. So our best laid plans for Lisa's room need to be reworked, which we will take care of. Should not be a problem. And then it's the bathroom, and then we're done. Interestingly enough, Al and Brett, the movers from northeast Wisconsin, are going to be in town for a few days. They're unloading another load in Peoria, which is over near Mr. Menengay's new house. And they said, well, we'll probably be around Thursday. So we may be watching the Packers play on Thursday night with some fellow Packer fans from Wisconsin. So that'll be fun. We'll probably take them up to Casey Jones, where we've watched the last 2 Packer games. And hopefully we'll get there in time for some decent seats. So that'll be fun, just kind of hanging out. And in return, they offered to help unbox and set up and do stuff for us in the guest house, which will save us all kinds of time on Thursday day, afternoon, evening-ish. I don't know. We have a few pieces of furnishings that we just don't know what we're going to do with. We hadn't really counted on them. We thought we had our plan pretty well laid out. But when you finally get things in and go, that kind of bar stool table set that was in the sunroom, where are we going to put that? I don't know. So we left in the garage for now. And when we were working on the irrigation system, the guy says, do you have any wire nuts? I said, yeah, I got wire nuts. Oh, crap. It's in one of about 25 boxes in the garage. I had it narrowed down to about 4 or 5. And I did not detail everything that went into every box in my little card catalog online Evernote barcode scanning system. So I had it narrowed down to about 6. And, of course, it was in box number 6. But I got it. I mean, I'd slice it open and go, nope, that's not it. Slice open, nope, that's not it. I knew what I was looking for, and I knew how I packed it, because it had a very visual sense of the way things were laid out. You know, slice open one, and it's got comforters in it. It's like, why are the comforters in the garage? Never mind, go to the next box. Open it up. No, that's the leaf blower. Open it up, next box. So I did find them. It was right where I thought they'd be, but I just couldn't remember the exact shape and size and color of the box that they were in. But we got it. My parents called this evening just to see how we're doing. They saw the picture on Facebook that said the truck is here and we're unloading, and they thought, yeah, we've been here over a week, it's time to call. And they wanted to reaffirm that it would be okay to stay with us next winter. Not this coming winter, but next winter, like after Christmas of 15. I said, yeah, sure, that's fine. You know, because the girls will be going back to school about the time that they'd be coming out to snowbird. So that would be perfect. Actually, Julie, gosh, by that time, Julie may have a job, and who knows if she's living here or living somewhere else or has a job somewhere else. So kind of hard to predict. This will be their last winter in Florida. So we would love to have them out. I think that would be an interesting experience for a few months, have them living in the guest house. We, you know, we can do our own thing at times, and we can do you know, things together at times and come and go as we please, but they'll be close by. I haven't lived that close to my parents since I lived with my parents 30 years ago. So this will be an interesting experience. But yet they won't be in our face, because they'll have their own kitchen, they'll have their own bedrooms, they'll have their own television if they want it. It's totally cool. Kind of looking forward to that. And, you know, especially as we all get older, I recognize that we're going to have precious few of these moments left. I'm crossing my fingers we all make it to 15 months from now so that we can enjoy that time together. And then, you know, look back on it fondly and say, gee, that was a great experience. I'm glad we had the opportunity to do that and spend that time together. I really do hope we get to do that. I'm looking forward to it for many, many reasons. And I think, finally, what did I have else here on the notes? Parents called. Donna's going to San Diego with me. I've got a business trip in a couple of weeks. And we're going to drive. Do the 5-hour drive instead of the 1-hour flight. Because that allows her to come with me at no additional cost. And stay in the hotel room at no additional cost. We just have to cover her food. Really, that's it. There will be, it's just a couple of nights. A couple of days. My boss wants the whole enablement team to get together and do a summit and plan out the next quarter, the next half year, the next 2015, what we're doing, go over the plans, all what we haven't done this since March, February, early March, I think. So this will be good to realign and reset expectations and figure out what we're working on. And now that I have a better idea of what my job is and where it's going, rather than just winging it and saying, I think this would be fun, and I think this would be valuable, I actually have a little more experience under my belt to do that. I am going to hit the hay. It is 20 to 9, and again, I have to get up early again tomorrow at about 5:30 so I can be online as soon as possible to help with the UK training, both Tuesday and Wednesday. My goal tomorrow is to record a video for work on regular expressions. Some of you may have saw my plea for assistance on Facebook and some ideas. Dave Slusher had a good one. Brian Richardson from Dragon Con TV had a good one. T. Tim Adamek, who was on Slice of Sci-Fi, had a good one. So, yeah, there are a lot of sharp people out there, and sometimes I forget that my Facebook network is filled with very smart people, and I should enlist them once in a while and say, hey, what is this about? And, of course, my sister and old college friends and whatnot who don't know what regular expressions are, they'd go, what? Huh? Translator, please. So, kind of funny what non-technical people think of technical topics sometimes. So I'm going to make a video. I got all the slides all squared away. I'm glad I keep reviewing these on a daily basis since I started writing them last Thursday. And every time I look at them, I pull it up and I go, well, that looks like a duplicate of, yep, that's a duplicate of what was on the other slide. Oh, I've got an example to do this. Oh, I need, this wasn't quite clear. So I seem to keep improving it, but at some point I got to just cut the cord and go, okay, I've rehearsed this enough. It's time to turn on ScreenFlow, record the video, turn on the mixer, record the audio, and just get it done. It's going to be a little long because there are going to be a lot of examples in here. Normally I'd like to keep this to about 10 minutes. This one's probably going to be 20 to 25, but I hope people find it very informative from a programming and scripting and coding perspective. And I look forward to doing this. This is one of those ones that I've learned a lot, and that's why I like doing this. I like learning, I like sharing, and I like playing with technical toys and teaching others to do it too. And once in a while, I get some good feedback on it saying, hey, you know, there's another way you could do this. And then I'll put out another video and that'll be fun. And everybody learns from that. That's my job. I love it. Video, audio, technical, programming. What more could you ask for? I am going to ask for some sleep. So I will talk to you tomorrow.